Welcome to the Commune Podcast. My name is Jeff Krasnow. Many of you may receive my weekly Sunday Commusing article, where I address a breadth of issues from the spiritual to the physiological to sometimes the socio-political. And on occasion, I will also record an audio version of these articles and release it here as a bonus episode. So today's musing untangles normal adaptive responses to stress from emotional dysregulating stress. It's titled Taming Your Inner Coyote. Last week, I went for a hike in Fryman Canyon. I often do this to clear my head prior to conducting a podcast interview. And then my mom called. I was pining for some peace, but I have a new rule. When anyone in my family calls, I pick up, even if my time is limited. So I answered, and my dear old mom began prattling on with stories about her life. I kept walking, and she kept talking. The narrow serpentine hiking trail snakes along the side of a steep grade of chaparral. As I looped back toward home, I heard a rustling in the bramble, and then quite suddenly a coyote bounded out of the thicket and plunked it to the middle of the trail some 10 yards in front of me. He fixed his eyes on me intently. Startled, I stopped in my tracks. I hung up the phone. My heart began pounding. I felt a surge of adrenaline course through my veins. My lungs pumped, my eyes focused. Underneath the crust of consciousness, my adrenals were secreting cortisol that in turn messaged my liver to release glucose to power my muscles in order to flee or fight. But I didn't take flight. I just stood my ground. The coyote paused momentarily, and realizing that I would not be lunch, he slinked down the hill and out of sight. Within a minute or two, my heart and breath rate returned to normal, and with a little pep in my step, I scampered home. This experience reflects a standard adaptive stress response. It came and it went. My rendezvous with Mr. Coyote represents an acute short-term type of stress. Acute stress can be either thrilling, like riding Thunder Mountain, or disturbing, like narrowly avoiding a nasty accident. It's the body's immediate involuntary response to a perceived threat or challenge or scare, the classic fight or flight response. Now, this type of stress is typically resolved quickly and doesn't have time to gnaw at you and do the extensive damage associated with long-term stress. In many cases, as I will explain, acute stress is actually beneficial. Chronic stress, on the other hand, is a state of ongoing psychological or physiological arousal. This condition occurs when the body experiences stressors with such consistency or intensity that the autonomic nervous system does not have a chance to activate the relaxation response. When the coyote never leaves, but rather stalks you, you cannot return to homeostasis. You inhabit an incessant state of perceived threat. Indeed, this condition can chronically activate cortisol, which is a wonderful and useful hormone in the proper dose. It naturally crests in the morning to get sleepyhead out of bed. But chronically elevated cortisol will simultaneously degrade and overstimulate the immune system. It will disrupt the balance of bacteria in your gut and lead to dysbiosis, and it can lead to elevated serum glucose levels. It causes imbalances, and imbalance is the signature of disease. But there is more to being in constant sympathetic overload. When the biological imperative to survive is always activated, you, quote-unquote, hang up the phone on life, just like I did on my poor mom. The aperture of your attention narrows. You become self-obsessed. You distrust the world around you. Again, this is adaptive when it arises and subsides quickly. It is profoundly maladaptive when it becomes your default condition. When you feel unsafe and preoccupied with self, you become unable to forge and maintain healthy social connections. You can understand good eustress and bad distress by analogy with food. You eat the right amount of food and your body metabolizes it. It burns through it. However, when you overconsume inputs, your body warehouses that excess as fat. Your body also metabolizes stress. In the right dosage, your body processes stress. It gets dispersed and you return to equilibrium. However, when pressure and anxiety are abundant and incessant, it gets stored in the body. Stress stowage can manifest both as hyper and hypoarousal and disrupt biopsychobalance. So much of health rests on the ability to emotionally regulate, to bounce back to the middle. Ironically, this ability to return to the Goldilocks zone of life is enhanced through the deliberate self-imposition of short-term acute stress. Consider the experience of getting in an ice bath. The involuntary response to cold is much like running into a coyote. It takes your breath away. Your heart pounds. You feel a sense of panic bubbling up. This is a normal bottom-up response. But we have options here. We can use our neomammalian brain to assess the threat. We can intentionally leverage the breath to quiet the nervous system. We can apply conscious top-down pressure onto subconscious bottom-up reaction. Over time, this skill becomes refined such that you can potently manage threats when they emerge. The emotional regulation training that comes from immersing in cold water, for example, begins to punctuate other parts of your life. This phenomenon is the premise of good stress, my commune program that codifies 10 protocols that enhance our ability to return to center, to find balance and well-being. This program serves as a bulwark against the many chronic distressors that so characterize modernity. And we are bombarded with social pressure, heavy workloads, and fear-inducing 24-hour news and social media, not to mention ultra-processed foodstuffs, environmental toxins, and sedentariness. This program helps you tame the coyote of modern culture. Good stress outlines the protocols and the benefits of fasting, exercise and resistance training, light therapy, deliberate cold therapy, deliberate heat therapy, training the mind and breath work, social fitness, and how to have stressful conversations, eating stressed plants, yeah, plants get stressed too, and reconnecting with nature, sometimes known as rewilding. So you can sign up for the first 5 episodes for free at onecommune.com/goodstress. And you can email me any old time at jeffk@onecommune.com. I love talking about these protocols because they are the ones that I adopted to lose 50 pounds, reverse my prediabetes, and gain more agency over my life. Okay, so thanks for listening to the Commune Podcast. That's all for today. My name is Jeff Krasno, and I am here for you.